FBI lost the streets, quote unquote, because when you had your legal situation, you told.
Yeah.
What's your response to that?
I mean, to be perfectly honest with you, man, you know what I'm saying? I go with the G code.
Okay.
And the G code tells us this is in prison and everything. You know what I'm saying? In prison, what they do, we have paperwork parties. You know what I'm saying? In prison, you have cars. A car is like whatever you're running with. Mm-hmm. You know, so because I was in Fed Pen, so it's like everybody moved from everywhere. Everybody sent from everywhere. It ain't like just people from New York or just people from here and there. So the Georgia car, you know, the Georgia crew, when you get there, your crew come to make sure you have everything you need, you know what I'm saying? They speak to you. And then you have to produce your paperwork so they will know how to, you know what I'm saying, align themselves with
right,
you.
Because if you're a snitch or you told, then you don't get the pass.
Then you don't get something. I mean, it depends on who you are, you know what I'm saying? I've seen people who go in there and show no telling, and they got, you know, they're like, yeah, and what?
Well, they pay for that, though.
I rot, and what you going to do? Oh. Mm-hmm. You know, some of them make it and some of them don't. Or I've seen people say, hey, you know what? Look, man, you got to go check in. When they say check in, I mean, you got to go turn yourself into the hole and say, man, I can't walk this compound or else it's not safe for me.
Mm-hmm. And you're saying T.I. was able to walk the compound.
Man, absolutely, huh? I ain't never been in no, when I got in trouble, they put me in said, but I ain't never been in no segregation, man. I always been in gin pop all the time.
So for the people,
and I turned in my paperwork, and when you turn in your paperwork, they look at it. It's called a paperwork party. They look at it on the yard. Everybody get to observe it and whatnot, and they know exactly what to look for. You know what I'm saying? Your court minutes. That means every time you done walked in the courtroom, what you have said, what the judge said, your plea agreement. That means in order for you to get this plea, what it is, you got to come forth with, and they got to submit this stuff. Your docket sheet. You know what I'm saying? All of these things. And by the way, anyone who want to have a Wi-Fi paperwork party, man, my Clifford J. Harry, 594-58019 is my number.
I mean.
Guys, I'm a different kind of loss right now.
Serious. So, I don't have any paperwork.
Paperwork party.
I'll
explain it.
I walked the compound, both my bids. And if I would have left and then while I was gone, they found out something funny and I came back, I walked the compound, both my bids, home.
Yeah.
And I ain't in no gang where nobody just got no reason to protect me. I'm not no Muslim. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, for real. This is, anyway, back to the G-Code. The G-Code clearly states, if you don't have overwhelming evidence to where, and who am I going to be able to tell on, and they not say, in prison right now, T.I. put me here.
Right.
Who is that? You know what I'm saying? One of the bigger drug dealers I ever knew was Big Meech. You know what I'm saying? And Big Meech, he said publicly, hey, man, I don't know why folks talking about my guy because, you know what I'm saying, this is absolutely false and not true and whatever, blase, woot-de-woot. And, you know, everybody want to believe that because if they would have got caught in them circumstances, that's what would have happened to them.
Shots fired.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I stood solid. I'm talking about, I can say with a clear conscience and a pure heart that I've never, ever had to tell anything on anybody by anything. I done went and did time. When I went and did time for trap music, in between, right after Rubber Band Man, that was because they were questioning me about people that I knew, you know, who they were working on investigations on at the time. I didn't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? Although you seen a picture of me and them when you raided their house, and you seen my name on some paperwork. But guess what? I don't know nothing. I don't know nobody.
Yeah,
they made me sit for that.
Let's move on past this.
I'm solid, home. You can check mine through and through, man.
Hey, listen, if anyone ever say T.I. is a snitch, I'd say he's a horrible snitch because he's done way too much jail time.
Real talk, man. And check my court minutes, my docket sheet, everything.
Guys, get his docket sheet, please.
And let me check with the technicality. Cause usually when I say this, I put this kind of truth out there, then they try and come sideways with the technicality, which is dry snitching, which means when you go up and you are not involved in a case, but you were a witness and you have the opportunity to point the finger at somebody when it was involved in my partner Field death in Cincinnati.
That's right.
I was subpoenaed to go to court. I was also out on $3 million federal bond and a pretrial release where I had to walk around with marshals all the time because they wanted to make sure I wasn't going to run and jump bond. And so when I was subpoenaed, the federal government knew, so I couldn't just not go. That's a violation of my bond restriction. Then I'm going to lose my $3 million and my freedom. Now, I got to go. And plus, my partner mama said she wanted me to go. So I went. And I sat up there, and I told the God's honest truth. I looked at that man right there. I said, hey, look, I can't tell anybody whether or not that man was the man who did any shooting, because I saw five and I returned five. That's all I saw. Yeah. I don't know if it was him or anybody else. That man in prison right now, not because I said my partner, he killed my partner, because who was in the car with him said he killed my partner. That ain't got nothing to do with me. His own brothers and partners. That ain't got nothing to do with me. When I got out there, go to the Cincinnati K, check T.I.'s minutes, court minutes, docket sheet, what I said. I don't know if it was him. I don't want to put nobody in prison unnecessarily if I'm not sure, and I can't beyond a doubt say that that was the man. Period. That's what I said.
Listen,
I'm sorry, I do have one question about this. So are you saying that even in the case in which your guy was killed,
your best friend in the world was killed,
yeah,
you still wouldn't come out and finger someone for that? It was their own part. That's against the G code to be like, yeah, that guy killed my partner?
Because we were shooting too. They shot at us and we shot back.
That's what makes it a violation, is that you guys know you were both part of the game.
I'm not finna say what I want to say.
Right, I got you. But what if it was a situation where it wasn't a shootout like that, but it was a random, unrelated to a business dealings murder of someone?
I don't even know. I ain't speaking to no police about really nothing. The only time I'm going to speak to the police is if probably somebody got my people kidnapped and I can't got no ways of going nowhere to find out.
Now, if something happened to your children and you wasn't there and
that kind of stuff.
Because I'm going to tell y'all right now, I'm not a criminal.
You're calling the cops.
I'm calling 911.
Me too.
I'm not a criminal either. And I'm not going to call 911. I'm not going to speak to them. I'm just going to walk off, man. Listen, I'm going to walk away
I'm
from the scene.
I'm calling somebody. So text number, the 911.
911's in my favor.
Whatever you got. If they got apps for it, I'm using that too.